Yes, Serene.
Okay, thank you. There's a process by which you can skip agenda approval and move to a particular item. The PNB has done that before. I don't know what it's called in Robert's Rules, but that's what I want to affect. I would like us to go directly to the...
Adriano?
Well, my response to that is I've never been in a PNB meeting where that's been done. We have to vote on the agenda, and Robert Rules of Order called for that. That's just my response to it. Jonathan was next.
Adriano, I'm sorry, sir. How many times I need to hear?
No, Jonathan said he wanted to respond first while Serene was speaking. Then I'll get to you, Adriana. Yes,
no,
Jonathan.
No, Adriana spoke a fraction of a second after I did.
Yeah, I believe that. I mean, I don't know if it's ever happened where we would go to an agenda item without approving the agenda, but I think that there's a situation where if you have a time certain for something, after the agenda is approved, you can move to it immediately or something like that.
Well, if it's the will of the body, somebody needs to just make a motion to do that. I just gave my personal opinion. Somebody just make a motion to go straight to do
that. May I have the floor, sir? Adriana?
I'm getting back to you. Yes, Adriana.
Thank you. I move that we put the interview of the, affiliate candidate before approval of the agenda.
I said, Chair, this is Janet. That was my motion.
This is Jonathan, point of order.
What's your point of order?
I don't understand how it would be legal to interview or the affiliates or, God forbid, vote for them without seating of the BAI directors. Not to mention, I believe that we have several motions on the floor. And I applaud you for keeping track of them all.
But no, Jonathan, that's not. We've disposed of all the motions that were on the floor. Let me just finish. We disposed of all the motions, so that point of order is not. But President, we have a motion to move this forward before the voting on the agenda, and we had a second. So we'll take a discussion on it.
Okay. This Michael, is Janet. It was my motion, and I'd like to motivate it.
No, Janet, you didn't really. You said that that's what you'd like to do, but it wasn't.
No, that's what I did. That's
you
what my motion was.
All right, motivated, Janet.
Okay, so the affiliates director process has to be the first order of business of this meeting, and at the rate we're going, we won't even get to it. And so and it's very specific what has to be done. And so that part of the meeting should be able to be done before we approve the rest of the agenda.
Okay, we'll take a stack on that motion. Anybody else want to speak to it?
Jan Goodman.
Jonathan Alexander.
Green. Jonathan. All right. Yes, Jan.
Bill.
Okay.
And Bill.
Michael.
And
Grace. Grace.
Did I hear Michael?
Chair, point of information.
Okay.
Yes, you did.
Until I finish the bit, did I hear Michael?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
And Chair?
Yes.
This is Janet.
Yes.
Point of it. So for how long will this discussion go on?
We don't have a time period unless you're suggesting a time period.
I'm going to suggest 5 minutes.
Is there any objection to 5 minutes for this item?
Objection to 5 minutes. There's already a stack which will...
No debate. Okay, could you, Madam Secretary, could you call a roll on 5 minutes?
One moment. Wow. Okay, Aaron.
No.
No. Alexander.
No.
No. Bethune? Can't hear you. Brown? Can't hear you. Castnave?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier?
No.
No. Goodman?
No.
No. Coburn, yes. Novick?
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza?
Yes.
Can't. Yes. Patel Adams?
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Thornton? Can't
sorry,
hear you.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yes. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. Bethune didn't hear you?
Yes.
Yes. Brown didn't hear you?
Yes.
Yes. One moment. I have 11 yes, 4 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
He is not voting.
So it's approved at 5 minutes.
Okay, we have 5 minutes. I know, would you all object we let Michael go first because he's managing the phone. He didn't get a chance to speak this evening. Would anybody have an objection to letting Michael go first on this thing?
No.
Okay, Michael.
I think what Janet said, the principal business of this meeting, it wasn't a special meeting, but we did say the first order of business had to be the election of the affiliate directors. The process. The process includes the interviews. It's very disrespectful for the people not to be interviewed. The voting will not take place this meeting. The voting takes place by an email ballot.
Okay. Next person I had on the stack was Jan.
First, I think we have to have an agenda. That's just a given. And second, I'm actually, as a point of personal privilege, for Alex Steinberg, he wrote to the PNB, but I would like to relay this
point
to everybody
order.
Else.
Point of order.
And that is, he said.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
What's your point of order, Serene?
There can't be a point of personal privilege for someone else.
Okay, then I will just put it as what I'm saying.
Janet,
I'm on the.
If everybody stops speaking, Janet, you have to speak to the motion on the floor. The motion on the floor is related to the agenda of moving this item first before we adopt the agenda. That's the subject matter that you have to. That's what you call to go in the stack book. Could you please
this
speak
to this? This is Jan. You're speaking to Jan.
Yeah,
right?
I'm sorry. Jan.
Yes. As a duly elected, this is from Alex Steinberg, who is going to participate.
Find out
Jan, Jan, I'm going to tell you, you asked to be on the stack as it relates to moving this item up before we adopt the agenda. Are you going to speak to that? That's what the stack is for.
This is, okay, I'll speak to that, and that is that I am very cognizant and want to show these affiliate director applicants as much respect as possible, and we should do that. And but we do have to have some order to our business, and that, and that order, we need to at least have our agenda in order. So I hope that somebody called those people. If they don't, if Michael hasn't
point
sent that to any
personal privilege, Nancy.
Okay, Nancy, what was your personal privilege?
I forgot. Never mind.
Okay. Next person we have on the stack is Serene. Timekeeper, remember the time. Serene.
How much time is left? I'm sorry.
On the issue, 2 minutes.
Serene.
Okay, so I think it is 10 o'clock, and I would like to call the question and move on. I call the question.
Is there a second to calling the question?
Second.
Is there any objection to calling the question?
Yes.
This is Grace. I object. I'm on the stack.
Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on calling the question?
One moment.
And I believe this is a two-thirds approval calling the question. Madam Secretary, can you call her up?
Just 1 second. I'm sorry. So it was Serene who called the question, and who seconded it?
Adriana.
Okay. Aaron.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, just in case we are on time in the 5 minutes for this issue.
Okay, could you call a roll on the limiting the debate? Could you call a roll, Madam Secretary?
Point of information.
Who is that?
This is Juan Gaza. What is the question?
The question is to end debate. You want to end debate and go to the vote?
Oh, okay.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call a roll?
Aaron.
No.
No. Alexander.
No.
No. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Kishnaith.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
No.
No. Goodman.
No.
No. Coburn votes yes. Novick.
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza.
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams.
Yeah.
Yes. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Sorden.
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes. One moment. I have 11 yes, 4 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting.
So the question has been called.
Okay. We'll end debate. We'll now go to a vote on this matter. We're voting to move this item up before we adopt the agenda. Okay. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes. Aaron?
No.
No. Alexander?
No, we must have an agenda.
No. Bethune?
Yes.
Yes. Brown?
Yes.
Can't you? Yes. Kesnave?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier?
No, we're breaking the barbiturates rules again.
Goodman? Goodman?
I'm sorry, I was on mute. No.
No. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza?
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams?
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
Oui.
Yes. Sorden?
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. One moment. I have 11 yes, 4 no's, your abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting.
So this passes 11-4-0 and one present not voting.
Okay, we'll move directly into the affiliate process. Madam Secretary, you want to give us a summary of what we're going through, and then I guess in the meantime, Michael would then turn around and call whoever is necessary. Janet?
Yes, so there are three sub-items to the 2017 affiliates directors election process. And the first for 5 minutes is to basically describe how the process is going to work. And then the actual interviews of the nominees. And then a balloting protocol to elect the affiliates directors.
Okay, you want to proceed to the describing what you're going to do with the interview process? Janet?
Okay, well, I thought that you were going to describe that.
Well, you all worked on it. I think you and Jonathan worked on it, so you all are more familiar with it. So if you could just briefly describe it for the sake of time.
All right, I just have to find where I... Just give me a moment.
Point of information?
Yes, what's your question?
Was this sent to us, this process that Janet is about to describe? Because I can't find it.
Janet, was
no,
that...
No, it was not. It was not.
Okay.
Okay. So here is how it will go. Each affiliate nominee will be called into the meeting one at a time. The chair will introduce the nominee, name and station, and then he will introduce each director except the current affiliate directors, and each director will acknowledge their introduction with one word like hi. Each nominee will be given 30 seconds to give a brief introductory statement of themselves to the board. The chair had asked two directors, myself and Jonathan, to draft four questions to ask the nominees and alternating between the questioning between myself and Jonathan. There are five nominees. Afia Nwangaza from WMXP, Greenville, South Carolina. David Beaton from WSLR, Sarasota, Florida. Robert Fitrakis from WGRN, Columbus, Ohio. Tema Shibanda from Uhura Radio, St. Petersburg, Florida. And Jose Gutierrez from KAOS, Olympia, Washington. However, we will be, I mean, I'm, depending on how long people were holding on, we will only be interviewing three of the five. I had sent three notifications to Jose Gutierrez about the, you know, with the invitation and the notice of the meeting, and did not get a response from him. I even included the person who had nominated. I didn't get any response. So I don't have a phone number for him, and I don't even know if he knows about this. And Tema Chibanda is either out of the country or out of town, out of the country, and he can't be on the call, which that's I was going to say that earlier. Each interview will be 20 minutes in duration, and each nominee will be asked the same questions. We will need a timekeeper to keep the 20 minutes once the nominee is on the call. Time allowing, each nominee will be allowed to ask the PNB a question or questions, and the chair will provide the answers. This process will be explained to each nominee. So we'd be ready, we're ready for the first nominee.
Okay, has Michael called the first one? Is he in the process of calling him?
My understanding the first one was Afia who was on the call.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Okay. Thea, could you briefly introduce yourself and your station? And then I guess we'll go to the question. Well, you know who's already on the line, but could you introduce yourself so that everybody know what station you represent?
Oh. One moment, point of order. Can somebody be a timekeeper? Because it's 30 seconds for this and then 20 minutes for the whole thing. Who will
I'm taping. Yeah, it's 20 minutes for each interview, right?
Right, but the introduction is 30 seconds.
Okay. I will take the issue.
Okay, Thea, you want to introduce yourself?
Okay. Thea Wangaza, founder and general manager, WMXP Community Radio, Greenville, South Carolina, past as well as current member of the PNB.
Oh, and I guess now we could, there's no need, I guess you know who's on the line and who the other directors are, so we don't have to go through that.
Yes.
So we can go directly, go to the interview now. Janet, are you ready?
Right. Well, one of the, okay. I'll ask number one. Would you describe your understanding of the various resources, including personnel,
operations and governance resources that the Pacifica Foundation has in place, including its affiliates program to support its over 150 affiliates, how these Pacifica resources interface with the affiliates, and how you will be or have been utilizing these resources.
Pierre, did you get the question? Hello?
Is yes.
Michael? Michael? Oh.
Would you repeat the question?
Janet, could you repeat
okay.
the question she's
yes.
asked?
All right. Would you describe your understanding of the various resources, including personnel, operations, and governance resources that the Pacifica Foundation has in place, including its affiliates program, to support its over 150 affiliates, how these Pacifica resources interface with the affiliates, and how you will be or have been utilizing these resources?
The resources that we've consistently used have been audio court, as well as accessing various programs from the sister stations primarily. We have been made aware of other changes or opportunities in the area of radio broadcasting as a result of our association with Pacifica and other affiliates, and where appropriate, use that additional information in order to strengthen our station and to pass that information on to other low-power FM stations, including licensing issues.
Okay, you finished. Okay, the next question.
Jonathan?
Yes. What is your understanding of how the Pacifica Foundation is governed overall, both nationally and locally, within its five sister stations, and how and where both national and station management fit into that governance structure?
It's my understanding that the Pacifica Foundation is governed by the board of directors. It sets the policy, and it's composed of representatives from all of the sister stations, and that policy is implemented on a local level in conjunction with policy set on a local level by the local station board.
Okay, next question.
Yes. Describe what the fiduciary responsibilities of a PNB director are and how you would exercise them on the 2017 PNB.
The fiduciary responsibilities of a PNB member is to make decisions on the basis of the best interest of the foundation. I would continue to do that based on information available and exercise of due diligence in acquiring and applying such information as I believe necessary in order to perform that task.
Okay, next question.
Jonathan?
Oh, I'm sorry, I was muted. Describe why you want to be an affiliates director on the PNB and what you believe your major contributions in this role could be to the Pacifica and affiliates you'd be representing.
I want to be a member on the PNB because I think that the relationship between affiliates and Pacifica is a critical one, especially at this point in time, given the commercialization of the media generally, and as indicated in the last election, the bias of the media. One. Two, given the limited presence of media of color generally, and black media in particular, it becomes increasingly important that black media is strengthened. And Pacifica is, as a result of that, strengthened because its voice is extended beyond the white listening audience.
Next question, is there one?
No, it's, well, only if she has any questions, but how much time is left?
Adriana, timekeeper?
10 minutes.
Okay, Thea, did you have any questions that you wanted to ask?
Yes, I would like to know the board's, and I guess it's a question that would be directed towards the board, the board's responsibility, how the board views its responsibility to communities of color generally and the black community in particular.
I didn't, could you, I was hard for me to hear what you were going in and out. Could you just briefly repeat that again?
What responsibility the PNB and Pacifica Foundation has to communities of color generally and the black community in particular.
Okay. Now, Janet, am I supposed to respond to this? Or the?
Well, either you or you can ask somebody else to.
No, I'll respond. I mean, I think Pacifica has a great responsibility. Looking at the history, which is a progressive station and a progressive voice, of those who do not have a voice in mainstream media, I think Pacifica has always been strong and continues to be strong as not only being a voice for people of color, but all of those who oppress people by the system and outside of the mainstream. I think Pacifica has a strong history of that, and I think it's going to continue with that history and should continue it. Any other questions?
I have no other questions.
Okay, Janet, is it, we go on to the next person?
Yeah, well, thank you.
Thank you.
And
yep.
I'm not since the affiliates directors do not vote in the STV election, I'm not sure what the protocol would be for.
She remains on the call as the current director.
Okay. Okay. Michael, you...
Yes.
And I believe this will be David Deaton.
Yeah.
Oh, point David. Of information.
Yes, Bill, what's your question?
Well, did you just say that Afia can stay on the call even when we're interviewing other candidates?
Yes,
wouldn't that be unfair to the others?
It's a publicly streamed call. A member of the board.
Could you be directing that to me? I mean,
I see.
I don't see any reason why she couldn't. I mean, that's her option. If she wished not to be on the call, she can take herself off. But if she wished to be on the call, I don't see it. Since she's not going to be voting, it's the board that's going to be voting on the on the affiliate directors, so it wouldn't make a difference one way or the other. But it's up to her if she wants to remain on the call or not.
Well, it just seems if we're going to let her on beyond then all the...
Thank you for the order, Mr. Chair.
Hi, Dave
Beaton
on the call.
What's your point of order, Adriana?
Yes. I believe that the director is still in the call. It's not the only business that the PMB is conducting today. And I believe that the director should stay in the call.
Well, as I said, I don't see any reason. That's up to her if she wants to stay on the call or not. I don't see anything that bars her from remaining on the call. Okay. The next person we have, is the person on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Okay, could you tell us your name and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your station and association with Pacifica?
My name is Dave Beaton. I'm general manager of WSLR. It's a low-power FM station in Sarasota. I was one of the founders of the station. I've been aware of Pacifica since probably 91. I live in the market at WMNF, Tampa Station, so I was aware of Pacifica then. I worked for Pacifica at a time in a project that you had called Radio South, which was to get groups to sign up for full-power non-commercial stations when they became available through the FCC. And then after that project, I threw my name in the hat and became an affiliate rep. I was an affiliate rep for 1 year around 2009. I sat on the board. My professional experiences, I worked in media. I worked in college radio, had a video production company, and taught at a community college video production. I was very active politically. I was a Bernie delegate this past year at the Democratic Convention. And I believe in community radio and community media. And I think it's very important at this point in time in our history with the 50% reduction in journalists across the country since 2004, that community radio is actually playing a very critical and more important role every day. So I'm open to that question.
Okay, I'm going to briefly go over who's here. You're calling into the Pacifica National Board, and I'll briefly go over what board members are present. We presently have Grace Aaron, who's from KPFK. We have Jonathan Alexander, who's from KPFK. He'll be one of the individuals asking you questions. We have Wesley Bethune from KPFT in Houston. We have Jim Brown from WPFW in Washington, D.C. We have Adriana Casnave, who is from Houston, KPFT. We have Bill Crozier from KPFT in Houston. We have he's not on the line. We had Jose Luis from Berkeley, but I don't think he's here anymore. We have Jan Goodman from KPFK, L.A. We have Janet Coburn from KPFA in Berkeley. We have myself, Tony Norman, from WPFW. We have Michael Novak from KPFK in L.A. We have Afia Nungaza, who is the other affiliate. We have Venetia Patel Adams, who is also from KPFT in Houston. We have Ron Pinchback from WPFW in Washington, D.C. We have Nancy Sorden from Washington, D.C., WPFW. We have Margie Wilkinson from KPFA in Berkeley. And the first question, Janet.
Yes. Hi, David. Would you describe your understanding of the various resources, including personnel, operations, and governance resources, that the Pacifica Foundation has in place, including its affiliates program, to support its over 150 affiliates? How these Pacifica resources interface with the affiliates,
and how you will be or have been utilizing these resources.
Well, that's a mouthful. Where to begin? I was an affiliate member on the board, so yeah, I know the resources of the Pacifica Foundation, whether it's five stations, the affiliate program, the archive, personally at my station, we utilize the programs from many stations in the affiliate program, many from the five stations that we that are owned by Pacifica properly. I'm trying to get a gist of the question. Is it just want me to tell you your geography, or you want me to tell you what I think what it should be doing and what it's not doing, or?
Janet, you want to follow up on
that? Answer it the way you, however you want to.
Well, I think it's a very successful affiliates program. Can it be improved? Yes.
Yeah.
And can any community radio station has room for improvement? I think that it's really, me personally, I think it's real critical time, as I said, that I think there needs to be, let's see how I want to say this, there needs to be, from sitting on the board, a lot of times the station representatives don't see the strength of the affiliates program and how important it is to the other 150 stations out there. And I think that importance is of national importance and needs to be exploited more. I mean, that's maybe not the right word, but it's not so much expanded, but I think the NPR model, and I'm not talking about the NPR philosophy or anything like that, but how to strengthen the affiliate program. There's a lot of technology that needs to be, brought up to speed. I'm sure at all stations, my own included, but everything tends to be moving towards a more visual impact. So I know stations, individual stations, and my own station is looking at that in terms of video production and streaming and Facebook and multimedia and trying to move in that direction. And I think that that's critical with the spread of the Internet. Radio is only a tool, and the tool is not as strong as it used to be. But the content is great. The content that's coming out of these programmers in Pacifica is incredible, and it needs to be promoted. And I think there can be better promotion in terms of our content, and that can be not just regular PR promotion, but in terms of having the technology that it gets more spread, widespread. I use Ian, what's his name, Ian Masters show, and I mean there's a whole slew of shows that we download every day and play and supplement our programming from Pacifica. I think that also it's got to work the other way, and I have to say the Pacifica flagship stations set the example. Because you've been doing it so long, and some of the programmers are so good at what they do, and that really helps set the bar for new affiliates and affiliates in general coming online. And I think that example is really critical, but it has to be promoted. I have a lot of ideas about how it can work, but you have to get through a bunch of other stuff first. There's got a lot of other stuff going on. I'm aware of the financial situations, and I try to keep abreast of what's going on at Pacifica. It's you know, the turmoil that's going on in the elections and all that kind of stuff. We really, really need to get down to doing the business of radio and stop doing this other stuff that we're doing, fighting amongst each other. This is the time we need to do it. I think everybody knows that, and we do it well. The thing is, we do it well. Pacifica does it really, really well. The programs are great. But to get over this other stuff, somehow make some peace among each other, that we could really get behind this stuff and be a factor in this country more than ever now. I went to NPR this spring, and it's a shell, okay? And I'll tell you, community radio is not a shell.
I'm sorry not to interrupt you. I don't know if you had a certain time. We do have some other questions that are going to be asked. But I didn't know. Janet, was there a certain amount of time you had to respond to those?
No, the total time, and this should have been explained to him at the beginning, it was 20 minutes for the whole interview, believe about 10 minutes or less. 10
so
minutes
if you want to continue wrapping up what you were saying, you can do that, and then we have some
Okay. All right, I'll just finish up. You know, community radio is a vibrant entity. It lives and breathes people every day. They come in, they work for pennies or nothing, and they make these shows, you know, and that's because they believe in what they do, but they believe in the message that they're putting out, and that's the difference. We are the vanguard of this kind of information, and we're not beholden to the forces out there, okay, whether they be big givers or corporate money or stuff like that. And that's what makes us so critical, our independence. So, and I'll stop and wait for another question.
Okay, yes, Jonathan.
Hello, David. What is your understanding of how the Pacifica Foundation is governed overall, both nationally and locally, within its five sister stations, and how and where both national and station management fit into that governance structure?
Okay, well, you know, you have five LSPs that feed into a national board that has 22 members on it. It's top heavy. I think it's split into two factions for some time, and I think that both factions agree that it's top heavy, and maybe there should be some bylaws changes. The managers of the individual stations report to the LSPs, and the LSPs have representatives that go to the national board. I'm sure there's more details than that. It's common. I was on the board before, and I couldn't believe the size of the board. I think the board's too big. But I understand the history. I understand where it came from. I understand what happened in 2000. I know that we tried this experiment on this extreme democracy. But I think we can have some parts of it that we can keep and some parts of it that we maybe need to alter. And that discussion needs to happen because this functioning stalemate for the last, I left the board in 2009, it's been, it was already a problem then, and it's been a problem ever since. I don't think there are bad people. I think it could be, there are differences. I think there's structural problems with that have to be addressed. And we have to agree that we're going to disagree on stuff. But we shouldn't stalemate the progress that needs to happen or the agreements that are made. I'm aware that there's Tuesday night's meeting and the disavowing of the election coming up. I don't know the details. I didn't get to listen to that meeting. But, we've got to have a longer vision about where we want to go as a group and try to get there. I was always a promoter of having a real retreat where we could actually get to know each other so that we could probably overcome some of these problems. I know the archive, structurally, I know the archive reports to the board. I know that station managers come to the national board, at least when I was there, and they did a report. They sometimes individually or sometimes they compiled and did a joint report to the national board. I think we had some good managers and we had some not so good managers. Management is very, very important. I mean, it's a key position in community radio because it's got to be the right person. It's got to be the right person that understands what community radio is. I'm fighting with my own personal board now because they want to take out the word community radio as a qualification. I think community radio should be a qualification for any manager in a community radio station because we are a completely different animal than corporate or government or NPR. We have a whole different, we have to deal with a broad range of people and lifestyles and politics. It's a different type of animal, and I think that's what makes us beautiful. I also have trouble with the word professionalism. I think community radio is not necessarily about professionalism, because professionalism can be used to get rid of people that maybe are the right people for the job. You know, we are a place where people grow and learn about media and learn how to use media to affect change in society. And so there are going to be problems and there's going to be mistakes that are made. But that's what community radio is. That's what a community is. We embrace a lot of different things as long as they meet our mission statement, as long as they meet the core values that we have. All right, next question.
Thank you, David. Describe, and by the way, you only have about 3 more minutes left. Describe what the fiduciary responsibilities of a PNB director are and how you would exercise them on the 2017 PNB.
In 3 minutes. Well, the responsibilities are enormous, okay? And I wish people would take them a little more seriously. We are responsible for the individual stations because the representatives sit on the board of each individual station. We are responsible for the functioning of the entire operation and making sure that each station is able to maintain themselves. And so we have to be able to, in the structure we have now, we have to be able to make the station survive, move the money around to help the individual stations. There will be downtime. Some stations will be more successful than others. Some won't. But the responsibility is to all five and the affiliates program to keep them afloat. I don't think they've been doing a very good job at it. And, there should be a mechanism by which the board helps raise money. My board that I have is responsible for raising money, not just going to meetings, but helping to raise money for Pacifica or raise money, and they need to be active. Board members need to be active in raising money for their individual stations. We function on listener support, so there has to be active involvement of the board members in fund drives, in raising money, in soliciting donors. That has to happen. It's not an easy thing. Nobody likes to do that, but that's how it works. We don't have no magic pill for this. You have to ask people for money. And that's board members need to be able to do that. Across the board, within the individual stations and as Pacifica National Foundation itself.
Excuse me. Was that the time or do we have another question?
We have time.
You're saying we're out of time?
Yes, we have 30 seconds.
Well, I want to thank you. I'm driving, so it's a little difficult for me. But I want to thank you for interviewing me. This is not an easy job. You all know that. You're all on the board. I want to thank you for your time on the board to try to save it, make it better, and let's hope that whatever outcome that we can keep this, we can we can support community radio. This is so critical, more critical than when I was on the board before. And you know, you all know that. So thank you again.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I guess we go to the next person. Who is that?
Okay. I'm going to drop David. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, David. Bye.
And the next nominee is Bob Petrakis.
Yeah, take me a second. Hang on.
And Tony, please, you know, he has 30 seconds for an introduction. And can you remind about the 20 minutes?
Yeah, and we'll have to have our timekeepers to keep on top of that, too, if they go beyond. But I'll remind the...
Do you want me to interrupt when it's time?
Yes. They'll have 30 seconds introduction and then 20 minutes for the entire interview time period.
Yes. Okay, perfect.
And is he the last one, or do we have someone after him?
Last one.
All right.
I'm trying to sell. No. That doesn't work. I have a second number. Hi, is that Bob? Hello? Bob,
hello,
track
can
is there?
Yes. This is Steve. Can you hear me?
Yes, now we can. Thank you.
Okay. Hello, Bob. This is Tony Norman, chair of the Pacifica National Board. You're now on the call with the Pacifica National Board. I'll list the members who are on the call here. We have Grace Aaron from L.A. KPFK. We have Jonathan Alexander from L.A. KPFK. We have Wesley Bethune from Houston, KPFT. We have Jim Brown from WPFW, Washington, D.C. We have Adriana Casnade from KPFT, Houston. We have Bill Crozier from Houston, KPFT. We have Jan Goodman from KPFK in L.A. We have Tony Norman, myself, from Washington, D.C., WPFW. We have Michael Novak from L.A., KPFK. We have Athea Wangaza, who is also affiliate representative. We have Benicia Patel Adams from Houston, KPFT. We have Ron Pinchback from Washington, D.C., WPFW. We have Serene Roberts from WBAI, New York. We have Nancy Sorden from Washington, D.C., WPFW. And we have Margie Wilkerson from Berkeley, KPFA. And we'll now give you 30 seconds to introduce yourself and tell us where you're from.
Hi, I'm Bob Petrakis. I'm from Columbus, Ohio. Did black commercial radio, the only white host in Columbus for 15 years, did college radio, and currently do radio at WCRS as well as WGRN, which goes countywide in Franklin County. And I'm the publisher of thefreepress.org, the Columbus Free Press. And I'm an attorney as well as a political science professor, tenured.
Diane?
And now we have 20 minutes where they will ask you questions and you can respond. But we'll have 20 minutes for this item. Okay, Janet.
Yes, hi, Bob. This is Janet Cobran, and I'll be asking you some questions, and Jonathan Alexander will be as well. Would you describe your understanding of the various resources, including personnel, operations, and governance resources that the Pacifica Foundation has in place, including its affiliates program, to support its over 150 affiliates, how these Pacifica resources interface with the affiliates, and how you will be or have been utilizing these resources?
Well, I mean, from my perspective, I don't have any detailed knowledge of that. All I know is that
when I've done various things historically, you know, that is when I've written books with Harvey Wasserman, you know, criticizing U.S. foreign policy in Iraq. It's usually the Pacifica affiliates in major cities that, you know, have let us talk about the book and our perspective. When I did the Moss v. Bush case and challenged the election of 2004, it really was the Pacifica stations in Houston and New York, WBAI, the Bay Area, and L.A., that sent people in to actually cover the largest public hearings in the history of Ohio, which I presided over. So, and again, prior to the attack on Iraq, you know, when I was speaking at the Riverside Church, again, it was the Pacifica affiliate, WBAI, that was willing, you know, to carry that information live. You know, I know from my perspective that you have low-cost affiliate programs that allows programming that is massively needed in a place like Columbus, Ohio. So as to the resources in any great detail, all I know is, you know, the network. And again, when I did Kingling in Brunsville, which was a five-year case that revealed the architectural map of privatized voting in the U.S. from the Secretary of State's office, showing that the Ohio vote count had been outsourced to Chattanooga, Tennessee, to private contractors. It really was carried live on Pacifica, you know, on many affiliates. And I did a broadcast with Gord Vidal. So my knowledge of your program isn't in any way detailed assets, et cetera. It's practical interfacing. And when I consider the great moral issues of the day, which is, and the first thing we did when we created, you know, two low-power FM stations here, one which covers all of Franklin County, which and Columbus, which is the largest city in Ohio, the first thing we did is affiliate with, again, Pacifica because of the programming that's available. So that's my interfacing, so to speak.
Next question. I believe it's Johnny.
Hello, Bob. Yes.
Hello.
What is your understanding of how the Pacifica Foundation is governed overall, both nationally and locally, within its five sister stations, and how and where both national and station management fit into that governance structure?
Well, again, without any detailed analysis, you know, that I personally looked into, I would assume that, like most foundations or boards that operate in that manner, that the management, that the board sets the broad policy, and that the directors report to the board. I mean, I have an extensive background in nonprofit law here in Ohio primarily, and I've served on several boards, but I really haven't looked into the specific as to the Pacifica, and I have very limited knowledge as to, you know, what the relation is, other than I'm assuming that you've got a board and you provide direction and you evaluate you know, the management that's governing, I mean, that's directing the stations. And the local affiliates here, I mean, if anything, you know, it's been pretty hands-off. It's sort of, you know, you sign up and, you know, you get your programming and you pay your fee. And then I learned that there was a program that allowed affiliates to have some input on the board. I mean, my vision is to expand in various places in Ohio as there's more and more low-powered FM. It seems like a tremendous opportunity, particularly in a lot of the college towns, to get Pacifica programming.
Okay. Next question.
Yes, thank you. So I just wanted to let you know that there are two more questions and there are about 10 minutes left. Describe what the fiduciary responsibilities of a PNB director are and how you would exercise them on the 2017 PNB.
Well, again, if you look at fiduciary duties, it clearly establishes, you know, through common law, the notion that you have a very specific duty of loyalty to the entity, that by being on the board, you're loyal to the entity you're representing as a board member. You also have a variety of subsequent duties and responsibilities as well, which, again, often include duties to disclose and not only that, but duties of loyalty and also specifically to disclose any conflicts of interest. And, again, other things that would restrain you from engaging in self-dealing or promoting yourself or making any direct profit off your relationship upon that board. So, again, the fiduciary duty means that you're loyal to the entity, not to other individuals or to yourself.
Okay, next question.
Thank you. Describe why you want to be an affiliates director on the PNB and what you believe your major contributions in this role could be to Pacifica and the affiliates you'd be representing.
Well, again, I'm concerned with the low-powered FM. I think the Pacifica programming, you know, is incredibly good, diverse, and probably at this moment in history, more timely than ever. So I would see myself as promoting that, particularly throughout the Midwest region. You know, I've done a lot of activism in Detroit in the 1970s and 80s. I've been here in Columbus for 30 years. And I've been heavily involved in a variety of activity. Again, and some of that has been political. For example, I just ran for prosecutor and received 30,000 votes as the attorney for Black Lives Matter in the city. So a lot of what I'm doing, I see covered and covered correctly by Pacifica. And I would really like to expand that coverage, which the current situation the country's in is probably more needed than ever before in our history. Again, I just emerged. Some of you may know I was the attorney for the recount vote. And I've done a variety of other things. I'm also currently the attorney for the Arcan family, which is the OSU incident where a Somali student was shot to death who was accused of being influenced by jihadists. I'm currently representing their family and interfacing with the FBI. And I just think it's essential that people in my situation and in other similar situations throughout the Midwest in particular have access to the programming of Pacifica.
Okay, the next question.
That was the fourth question.
Oh. Okay, whatever time, how much time we have left?
No, Jonathan, I don't think you asked your...
Was that the fourth question? Did he?
Yeah, he was describing why he wants to be an affiliate director.
Oh, okay.
I just received a message from someone that perhaps the stream may not be working, if someone could see.
Okay, Otis, if you can check that, or Michael, you can check on what's going on with the stream. How much time we have left, timekeeper?
We have exactly 4 minutes.
Okay, Bob, if you have any questions, I'll answer any questions you have to the board that you'd like to ask.
All right, I have a long tradition of doing media. I did public access television for a decade, primarily serving in Columbus to reflect on the anti-racist action movement, as well as Cop Watch. I've done a variety of other activities that fit in well with your coverage. I did 15 years, again, of commercial black radio. I'm the only black-owned radio station in the city. I've been doing a variety of other radio on and off as well. Again, Air America affiliate, I did Drive Time for them. So I'm very familiar with radio as well as having run a nonprofit since 1991, the Columbus Institute for Contemporary Journalism, that not only produces books, but produces a newspaper and has two websites. And I've been involved in the development legally and in producing content for both of the low-power affiliates in Columbus, Ohio. So I think it makes me, in some ways, uniquely qualified to be on your board.
Okay. Well, unless you have any more questions or wanted to add, we'll conclude. Unless you had a brief question you want to ask the board, anything you want to ask the board?
No questions. Just like your programming and want to be affiliated.
Okay, well, that concludes our interview. Thank you for your time. And
all right, I appreciate it.
Okay, and now we'll proceed. Okay, Michael?
Thanks.
You're going to...
Yeah, thanks. Right.
Okay, that wraps us up with that. I think we got five...
You haven't seen it, by the way.
I'm sorry, what was that?
We are on the stream.
Okay. I think we'll move into... We got 5 minutes on this matter in terms... discussing balloting protocol. So timekeeper, we have 5 minutes. Janet, what do we have for protocol on balloting?
Yes, I noticed this motion regarding 2017 Affiliates Director STV election protocol. Per Article 5, Section 4B of the bylaws, the PNB shall conduct an STV ballot by email to elect the two 2017 Pacifica affiliate directors. The PNB secretary shall prepare the email and email ballots that will include instructions to all the PNB directors except the two affiliates directors by December 19th. The deadline for submission of the ballots shall be Thursday, December 22nd, 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time. Terry Goodman shall serve as election teller. Joseph Davis shall serve as the second ballot recipient. The ballots shall be counted and tallied in public at KPFT on Friday, December 23rd, beginning soon after 12 noon Houston Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, by teller Terry Goodman and second ballot recipient Joseph Davis, following the same procedure that has been used in the past. The vote count shall be reported to the PNB by the election teller no later than 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on Monday, December 26th, and the PNB secretary shall notify the candidates via email of the results. And I should add also shall notify the PNB or the candidates and the PNB.
Is there any questions about that protocol?
Yes, I would like to, Jan Goodman.
Yes, Jan.
I would like to amend that protocol to add the people who were elected, I believe, for the third time from WBAI so that they can listen. They've informed us that they've been listening on the stream to this meeting, and they've been elected three times, and WBAI listeners have a right to participate, to have their representatives represent them. This has been
point of order.
This has been three elections, so I move to amend that we also send ballots.
Hey, Jan, we had a point of order, and before we hear that point of order, I'm going to have to rule that out of order because the PNB has already voted on that matter and made a decision on it, and that was the will of the PNB at the moment. Adriana, I assume that was your point of order?
Yes, sir.
So, well, I'm going to have to rule that's really not in order because the PNB has already voted and made a decision on that.
Bill for the stack.
Yes, Bill.
I'd like to an amendment to add that we postpone the voting on the directors, the affiliate directors, until we get a legal opinion. We have, we're almost certainly going to get a lawsuit because of this. We have no directors and officers insurance. We have lots of other bills. We can't afford another lawsuit based on violating the bylaws. We're almost certainly going to lose this in court. And there's all it takes. It wouldn't even take long to get a legal opinion regarding the whether this is proper or not. So I move to amend this by delaying voting on the delay voting on the affiliate directors until we get a legal opinion on the legality of excluding the WBI directors.
Okay, is there a second on that?
Grace, I second it.
Okay, is there any?
Jan, a point of information.
I'd like to amend that.
Point of information.
Yes, Janet, what's your question?
So is this a motion to postpone the motion, or is this an amendment? It sounds like a motion to
postpone. I understood
it
to be a motion to postpone. Is that correct, Bill, or what was your intentions on the motion?
Dan Goodman on the stack.
Well, yeah, I guess that would be more appropriate because we need to get the legal opinion and then decide what to do based on that.
Yes,
so yes.
You submit that in writing, Bill. You request a motion to postpone based on getting a legal opinion, correct?
Okay, I'll write it up.
Put that in writing. Okay, we'll now take a stack on that. Who is
this? Grace stack.
We got Grace.
Jan Goodman.
Grace and Jan, yes, Grace.
Did you hear me, sir?
I would like to put forward.
Thank you.
Can you hear me? I'd like to put forward a substitute motion to Bill's motion.
Wait a minute, Adriana, what was your point? You said, can I hear you? What was the point you were making?
I was asking to be on the stack, sir. That's it.
Oh, okay. We'll put you on the stack.
Okay. I would like to put forward a substitute motion to Bill's motion. I sent it out to all of you already. Can I read it?
Yes.
Okay. Whereas WBAI has not had full representation on the National Board for almost 1 year, and whereas WBAI delegates have held two elections for PNB directors in December of this year, and whereas the election of directors was noticed and placed on the agenda in the beginning of 2016 and therefore would be old business on any future WBAI agenda, thus properly noticing said elections, and whereas the PNB refuses to seat duly elected directors which exceeds their authority, and whereas the PNB is not properly constituted now and any actions taken are invalid and likely to be challenged in court, creating additional legal and financial liability to directors acting contrary to the bylaws, and we are on very shaky legal grounds having affiliate director elections without a legal opinion on this issue. Therefore, be it resolved that a legal opinion be gotten regarding the refusal to seat WBAI directors, and further, that the affiliate director election be put on hold until after the PNB receives this legal opinion.
Okay, good.
Bill, I'll second it, and I withdraw my amendment. Hers is much better.
Is there any objection to withdrawing his amendment? I mean, his original.
I don't think it was seconded. I don't think it was seconded.
It was seconded, but if it wasn't seconded, it's withdrawn. And then so we have Grace, did you submit your, you have that?
I submitted.
Yes, Adriana?
We are already a minute and a half over the 5 minutes that we vote for this issue.
Well, Adriana, I didn't hear you call time, okay?
I can in the middle of everybody talking, sir.
Yes, you can. If timekeeper can call time, you can interrupt her. We need to know. But so if we're out of time, either we get an extension or we'll go to a vote on this.
Motion to extend 5 minutes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any objection to extending 5 minutes?
I object.
Chair, yes.
Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on extending 5 minutes?
I'm sorry, who seconded it?
Who seconded to extend 5 minutes?
Jan Goodman.
Okay.
Okay. Aaron. Yes. Yes. Alexander.
Yes.
Yes. Bethune. Can't hear you. Brown?
No.
No. Casnave?
No.
No. Crozier?
Yes.
Yes. Goodman?
Yes.
Yes. Coburn? No. Novick?
No.
No. Longaza?
Abstain.
Patel Adams?
No.
No. Pinchback?
No.
No. Roberts?
No.
No. Thornton?
No.
No. Wilkinson?
Abstain.
Bethune, didn't hear you. Bethune? Okay, didn't hear, so I'm counting. Hold on. I have 4 yes, 8 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting.
The extension fails.
Okay, extension fail. We'll now have to go to the vote on the items that we have on the table.
Point of order.
Bill, what's your point of order?
We have a motion essentially to violate the bylaws. It's out of order. We cannot have an election of affiliate directors without a properly constituted Pacifica National Board.
Okay,
we need to get this resolved first.
Okay, first I have to rule on the point of order. I have to disagree with you, Bill. It is in order for to set the protocols under the bylaws to elect affiliates. So I'll have to rule that out of order. I have to rule that your point of order is not a point of order on motions on the table.
Well, I appeal the ruling.
Okay, is there a second to the appeal of the ruling?
Second, Jonathan.
Okay. Do you want to briefly give your explanation on that, Bill? And then we'll.
Thank you. Well, any motion that violates the bylaws is out of order. The bylaws clearly say that the Pacific National Board should have equal representation from all stations. The board just decided not to do that. And the WBI, the LSB, they had an election last week. CMB said, no, you have to do it differently. They did it over differently, and you still chose not to seat them. It's a gross violation of the bylaws, and I think for California Corporation Code, and it's not proper and it's contrary to the bylaws to proceed with this. And you're not even getting a legal opinion. It's just absurd. And any motion that violates the bylaws should be ruled out of order by the chair.
You have practice.
Janet, may I?
Yes, Janet.
And Serene, please. Well, it would be a bylaws violation to not do this. The bylaws specify that this election, this STD election, must be done today, or, you know, the protocol must be voted on and approved and carried out.
Okay. Next person, Serene.
Okay, so, you know, it's I don't know if there's some, I don't know what it does for folks to keep saying, oh, you're violating the bylaws. You know, I guess I don't know what function that serves, because we have been clear that every so-called election for directors, in quotes, that has come out of the 2016 WBI LSV has in fact been in violation of the bylaws. The first time they did it, they had as their 13th person for quorum someone who was not an elected delegate. The second time they did it by adding new people and keeping some old people, which is a clear violation of the bylaws. We went through this a week ago. And when they what they tried last night was completely...
Point of order. This is not addressing my point of order.
Excuse me. Okay. Why is he speaking?
Bill, what's your point of order?
She's not addressing your ruling. She's talking about the WBI.
Well, I think it's related. She's bringing all that up to say why she feels the ruling is consistent with what we're going to rule on. I we'll let her finish, but I don't see what she stated is not relevant to the ruling.
And the third time, in terms of what happened last night, was that there was no notice. The bylaws and Robert's rules call for notice. I've sent you guys the documentation on that. So this constant repetition, oh, you're breaking the bylaws, you're breaking the bylaws, when in fact the reverse is true. Those so-called elections each time breached the bylaws is ridiculous. We are required to deal with this as the first piece of business at the December meeting. That was, you know, a particularly noticed meeting for that. That is what this is. And we need to move on and get it over with. It's 11:19. How much time are we going to spend just regurgitating the same false statements?
Okay.
Grace for the stack.
Adriana?
Okay, we'll go to
Jonathan.
Grace, I think you... Have you already spoken on this appeal?
I just forward the motion, that's all. I didn't motivate it. Talk on it.
No, but you're going to have to speak to the appeal. I don't see where you spoke. You have to speak to the overruling of the chair. That's the issue on the table. So, yes, you have the floor, the 90 seconds.
Hey, I'll give it over to the next speaker, Jonathan, I believe.
Who is the next speaker?
It's Adriana.
Adriana. Yes.
I called the question, sir.
Okay. We'll go to the question. Is any objection to voting on this? Appeal. Without objection, we'll go to the vote. Madam Secretary, if you vote, could you call the roll? If you vote yes, you sustain the chair. If you vote no, you overturn the ruling. Yes. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
And what is the ruling? It's
Bill ruled that the protocols that you're proposing are out of order and inconsistent with the bylaws, and I rule that that's not a point of order, that they are consistent.
Okay.
Challenge the ruling of the chair.
Right. Aaron? No. No. Alexander?
No.
No. Bethune?
Yes.
Yes. Brown?
Yes.
Yes. Esnave?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier?
No.
No. Goodman?
No.
No. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
I'll have to admit I'm confused about what is the ruling at this point. Was the original motion that Grace presented ruled out of order? What happened to that motion?
Tony, we haven't done that yet.
We'll have to vote on it. We're just. I made Bill call a point of order on the protocols, and
I see.
We're ruling on that.
All right. I'll vote yes.
Yes. Nwangaza.
Abstain.
Abstain. Patel Adams.
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Sawyer. Oh, sorry. Sorden.
Yep.
Yes. Wilkinson.
Yes, to uphold the chair.
Yes. One moment. Right. I have 10 yes, 4 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes, so the ruling is upheld.
Okay, we'll now vote on Grace's substitute or motion that was pending. Everybody understand what her motion was, and we'll go to the vote. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Alexander.
Yes.
Yes. Bethune.
No.
No. Brown. Can't hear you. Castnave.
No.
No. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Goodman.
Yes.
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 Coburn votes no. Novick.
Abstain.
Abstain. Nwangaza.
Abstain.
So Patel Adams.
No.
No. Pinchback.
No.
No. Roberts.
No.
No. Thornton.
No.
No. Wilkinson.
Abstain.
Abstain. Brown didn't hear you. Okay, let me count. One moment. A 4 yes, 7 no, 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting.
This fails.
We now go to the original motion or recommendation by the Secretary on the protocols. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
And who seconded this?
Jan Goodman, I did not second it, but I have a motion.
We're out of time. We have to go and vote on what's pending on the table. We can't entertain any motions.
Who seconded it?
Your recommendation.
Viviana.
Who seconded
Viviana? Okay, sorry.
Okay. Bill, move to extend right. 5 minutes.
There's been a motion to extend 5 minutes. Is there a second?
Point of order.
Sir, we went through that already.
Point of order.
We are in the vote.
Yes, Green, what's your point of order?
We're out of time. You can't make a motion to extend.
Well, actually, you can do it if you're out of time, but they did, I think Adrian is correct. They did make a motion to extend, and the board voted against. Well, I'm going to rule it
exactly.
out. But I'm ruling out of order because they did make a motion to extend and it failed. So you're trying to make it again. So we understand what the will of the board is. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to go to the vote. Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes, Aaron. Can't hear you. Alexander.
Yes.
This is on the Secretary's motion.
Yes.
Pass.
Aaron, did you?
I passed.
No. Oh, okay. Pass. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Castnave.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
No.
No. Goodman.
No.
No. Coburn votes yes. Novick.
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza.
Abstain.
Abstain. Patel Adams.
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes, Roberts.
Yes.
Yes, Thornton.
Yes.
Yes, Wilkinson.
Abstain.
Abstain. Aaron, you passed?
I vote no.
No. Alexander, you passed?
Abstain.
Abstain. One moment. I have 9 yes, 3 no, 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair's not voting.
This passes 9-3-3.
Mr. Chair, Adriana?
Yes, Adriana?
I move to that we adjourn to executive session because it's very important business that we need to take there.
Is there a second on that?
And we pass adjournment time already.
Yep. Who seconded?
Excuse me. Excuse
Janet.
Me.
First, but Janet.
Jan Goodman, point of information.
What's your question, Jan?
Are we just going into executive session and not finishing the agenda? I don't understand.
Well, we don't have an agenda, so but a motion to adjourn is not debatable. But I'm just answering your inquiry. We do not have an agenda approved, so that was no agenda. We only had that one item that the board wanted to deal with.
A point of information, request for information. What was the vote count on that last motion?
Janet, what was the vote count on the last motion?
It was 9 yes, 3 no, 3 abstentions, 1 present not voting.
Okay. Is there any objection to adjourning and going into closed session? Okay, then we are
Yes, I have an objection.
Okay. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes. Aaron?
No.
No. Alexander?
No.
No. Bethune?
Yes.
Yes. Brown?
Yes.
Yes. Casnave?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier?
No.
No. Goodman?
No.
No. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Pass.
Pass. Wangaza?
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams?
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Thornton?
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. Novick, you passed?
Yes.
Yes. One moment. I have 11 yes, 4 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting.
So the two-thirds this pass.
No, we don't need two-thirds. I'm sorry.
To adjourn, I think.
It's just a simple majority.
Anyway. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Sorry.
Okay. Thank you all for your service. We're now going to executive session. Michael will call everyone, and we'll also get the executive director.
Information?
Yes. Who is?
For the listeners on the stream, are we going to go back to an open session? Or are we?
No, it's 11:30.
No, we adjourned the session, so we're not going to go back into open session.
Okay, just thank you.
All right, thank you.